A Wellington County Solid Waste Services meeting saw garbage pickup and disposal on the forefront Tuesday. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The Riverstown landfill was discussed as the county believes methane emission levels may need to be tracked soon. According to Doss Saligo, County Manager of Solid Waste Services, there is a threshold for methane levels that could force action by the county.
We expect that the county is going to have to do some assessments to determine the amount of methane that is coming out of the landfill site. If it passes a threshold of a certain volume of methane, then there will be obligations to capture that methane and either destroy it or utilize it in some fashion.
He says this procedure won't take place until 2025, as the county's joint bid for funding with the city of Guelph hoped to get it done sooner, but was unsuccessful.
We were going to take a look at this before we were obligated to do it. So really there's no ramifications per se. It just means that instead of getting an earlier look at our methane emissions, we will likely wait until 2025 when we're required to do this.
Saligo also mentioned a drone flyover could be necessary to track levels. Wellington County had received an exemption from the current provincial requirement to manage methane generated from the Riverstown landfill site because the landfill design has two distinct waste mounds. The site has a low filling rate, and much of the Phase 1 waste had been in place for many years, putting it past the peak of methane generation. The township of Center Wellington could also be upping the frequency of garbage pickup in the downtown cores of Fergus and Elora. Mayor Sean Waters says local BIAs and councillors have presented issues with the biweekly pickup model, and the township is trying to address those concerns.
One of the concerns both the Fergus and Laura BIA was amount of garbage and how to deal with it. So we'd listen to them in terms of maybe there was opportunity to get sort of additional collection. We approached the county, explained that to them and their concerns, and came up with this potential solution in terms of how we help that.
Waters says the estimated cost of the weekly collection in those areas is about $17,000 per year. The project is being referred to as a pilot of sorts by Mayor Waters and Township staff. The change will need to be approved by Township Council before getting full approval. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.